Well, Molly Campbell is with us, political science professor at Bay College. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Well, it's about that time again, isn't it? The election this year, obviously a very testy one, depending on your perspective. And you want to engage the Bay College students in particular, so tell me about what you're going to be doing on Tuesday.
Yes, it's always important for students and the community to get informed before they vote. And people are voting earlier than ever because of all the changes that we've passed in Michigan over the last couple of election cycles. So many more people can vote early and by absentee, all kinds of different things. So we have an event on campus open to the public this Tuesday, September 17th. It'll run from about noon until 3:30 in our Cafe Bay, our cafeteria on campus, main campus in Escanaba, the Escanaba campus. And the participants that we have invited are political parties and any nonpartisan candidates that might be appearing on the ballot. And so I haven't been able to contact every single candidate. So if you know that you are a candidate for any office, because we've got some local commission seats as well as councils and or school boards and things like that, they're welcome to contact me also or just show up, and I can get an invitation to let them know how to kind of prepare. It's very informal, kind of like a career fair or a state fair booth kind of a thing. Just bring your information, handouts for students and things like that. The county clerk's office will be there, as well as the Escanaba city clerk's office official to register people to vote, or they can confirm their voter registration. They can learn about early voting and where that you can do that in your area. Even if you're from out of state, we can help you get registered to vote or understand how you can vote absentee and help you with those kinds of questions.
Yeah, you have a number of students on campus who are from outside of the area, not from Delta County or even, well, from Michigan for that matter. So that they may not know, you know, do they have to go all the way back home or can they register and vote here in Escanaba, stuff like that.
Yes, and the key is to find out early because you do have a lot of options for casting your vote, but you do need to try to get a hold of your local election officials as early as possible to make sure that you're meeting all the requirements so that you can cast your vote fairly before election day.
Molly, in your dealings with students this semester, are you finding that they're interested in this election?
They are. I think the students are always interested, but they are particularly engaged now. And of course, we've had some changes at the top of the national tickets and things that have changed people's, you know, different levels of interest. Interestingly enough, though, this year we do not have in Michigan, there are no statewide ballot proposals. So usually those kinds of things really get people very interested when they know there's something in particular they might want to vote on an issue item. We don't actually have any of those. But you may have local millages, you know, or millage renewals and things in your local area. So it's really important to find out ahead of time. Sample ballots, unfortunately, might not be available by my event. It's National Voter Registration Day and Constitution Day, September 17th. But again, it's very early. In Michigan, our clerks are probably not going to have finalized ballot samples or even absentee ballots available for folks until the following week. But I think after the 23rd, for sure, absentee ballots will start to become available. But you can go ahead and apply for your absentee ballots ahead of time.
Okay, so Tuesday at noon then?
Yes, in Cafe Bay.